Airchecks.com.
I know you'll like 200 miles per gallon and a rugged trail machine. And Honda prices start about 215.
Let's go!
You go, mean, little Honda.
Come on, give me the word.
Honda,
you meet the nice people on a Honda. That's right. KRLA Beatle ticket time is 17 and 25 past the hour of 9. The Dick Biondi Show asking you to be happy and smiling from number one, first in fun, first in music, KRLA. These are the Kinks. Who'll be the next in line?
Who'll be the next in line?
Next in line, I don't even know if I'm in line.
No, you're not. You're completely out of line.
You mean I'm out of line? That's right. You're out of line.
Cat Baloo, Cat Baloo, she's mean and evil through and through.
It's a riot,
a ball,
a romp,
a gasser.
It's the shebang to end all shebangs.
Oh, shucks.
Is that the way to make a funny movie?
You bet it is.
See Jane Fonda as...
the Queen of the Outlaws, Her Highness Cat Baloo.
See Cat Baloo.
In Columbia Color.
A funny movie? You bet it is. See Cat Baloo starts Friday at Stanley Warner Theater, Beverly Hills. Isn't that nice? Everybody gave Casey a plug there for his TV show, She Bang. All right, Beyond. KRLA Beatle ticket time is 20 and 15 past the hour of 9 from First in Music, First in Fun. First in Music, First in Fun. I had it right here on the tip of my tongue.
KRLA.
Hi, Hunter the Boys. Are you coming on your Beatle fan petitions? This is Dave Hull reminding you that the big Beatle prize is 10 tickets to the Beatle concert, the actual autographs of the Beatles, and the KRLA golden record of Hard Day's Night. Prove that you're the biggest Beatle fan, and you can be the wiener.
It should read winner.
You're putting me on.
Only 6 more days left to get your petitions on. The most qualified names, followed by the letters KRLA, will be the winner. All petitions must be brought or mailed to KRLA before midnight, June 19th, so get busy. On yours right now, Daddy. From the Dick Biondi Show, the world's ugliest and skinniest, we go with the sound of the four tops, and I can't help myself. Say it, fellas. Fellas. There. Those are the four tops there. One call, I can't help myself. Oh, that's a great tune. KRLA Beatle ticket time is 23 and 40 past the hour of 9. Are you sure? Positive. Oh, here she is.
Hello, Jody. News for you. Big excitement that's very new. I saw a bottle of Dad's Inferno, and I gave a bottle to Stan. Well, he thinks it is the greatest, and he says, I know the latest, and now he is my steady man, Inferno. Mainly for men. What can you give to a man? No gift will bring more pleasure than soothing Inferno shave lotion or exciting Inferno cologne. Created by Mark II Toiletries and made available to fine stores by Hickok. A cologne, a lotion, both very new. Beware, brings out the devil in you, Inferno.
Mainly for people to swing. I'm sorry, Joni, you weren't in key. Inferno cologne and shave lotion available at the Broadway and other fine stores. From the Dick Biondi Show, a tune that's got about 10, 20 requests already tonight. Cher sings All I Really Want to Do. And that's be friends with you. I mean that from you to me, okay? That's a share there, the Dick Biondi Show. What are you doing? Nothing. It's 27 and 35, Carolee Beetle, ticket time past 9, and first in music, first in fun. May I wish a happy birthday? Alice called me up and said, would I wish a happy 12th birthday to Darlene Cabina? All right, Darlene, get ready. You've never had this done to you before. Happy birthday to you, Darlene. As you can tell, I'm not a very good singer, but Darlene, the thought is there, right? Right. And now, here's the sound of the gal that swings so nicely. Miss Leslie Gore, and her song is called...
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky...
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. I wish I could sing like that. Forget it. Right there. Where's that thing I just pushed there? it didn't happen there? Is there any chance we could get another one in there? I mean, just to keep everything setacopic there? I sort of, I don't even see any, where, please, quickly. I don't see even a light there. There it is.
Look, I'd like very much to get along with you.
Class
boy. Well, I was starting to wonder about it.
What do you know about Casey Kasem?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Ain't he a railroad engineer or something?
He's one of KRLA's most popular disc jockeys.
Well, I ain't never heard of no Casey Caboose.
Not Caboose, it's Casey Jones.
Well, you said...
I mean Kasem.
Kasem who?
Kasem, that's who?
That's the dangest name I ever heard. I ain't even gonna listen. I'm going back to Umpire Hudson.
A fine mimic. That story follows on the 9:45 news from KRLA, serving Southern California from Pasadena.
Go! Little bit of million-dollar music on the Wild Eye Trallion Show, and this is the New Beats. Fantastic bread and butter. Give me a slice of that stuff.
He likes bread and butter. He likes toast and jam. No more bread and butter. No more toast and jam. No more bread and butter.
A little bit of bread and butter there is done by the New Beats from KRLA. This is the Wild Eye Trallion, Dick Biondi. You can say that again. This is the Wild Eye... Oh, come on now. KRLA Beetle ticket time is 27 and 15 before the hour of 10. You're probably wondering, right now, what is this program coming to? That's a good question.
Hey, you swingers.
Luster Cream.
Swingers.
Luster Cream.
Swingers.
Luster Cream.
A Luster Cream hairspray. Swingin' new spray. New Luster Cream spray. It's the swinginest thing. It holds your hair. So it really can swing.
Hi, I'm Bobby Rydell, here to tell you about the swinging new Luster Cream Hairspray. It really holds your hair without getting sticky about it, so it can swing. Great new fragrance, too. So why gum up your hair with those sticky sprays? Get all new Luster Cream Hairspray and let your hair swing.
Hey, you swingers.
Luster Cream.
Swingers.
Luster Cream.
Swingers.
Luster Cream.
A Luster Cream Hairspray. The swinging new spray. New Luster Cream Spray.
You tell him, Bobby.
It's the swinginest thing. It holds your hair, so it really can swing.
You're sure of that, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to check with you. It's 62 degrees in Granada Hills. Hawthorne's got 61, and Bell's got 64. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow morning. Mostly sunny tomorrow afternoon. Slightly warmer and sunny on Wednesday. Low tonight, 58. The high Tuesday will be 72. Swingin' degrees.
Stand by for the KRLA Jockey Races.
The horses are on the track.
Place your bet on the jockey of your choice, Demurray 16991. We'll take call number 5.
All righty, while we're waiting, let's send this one out to Cindy from the Intruders and hope you enjoy Herman's Hermits on the Dick Biondi Show, Henry VIII.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am.
I like that song by Herman and the Hermits. Beetle ticket time on the Dick Biondi Show is, can you tell time?
Yes, tell the time. Well, it's,
Forget it. It's 23 and 40 before the hour of 10, and Susan Giorgino is standing by, Giorgino, rather, and in just a moment... Oh, we don't have anything else to do. We go right to the contest. Well, boy. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Susan, who do you pick to win the disc jockey race?
Dave Hall.
Charlie O'Donnell goes to the front, followed by Bill Slater, then Johnny Hayes, Casey Kasem, Bob Eubanks, the Hullabaloo, and Dick Biondi. Down the backstretch, it's now Bob Eubanks out in front, followed closely by the Hullabaloo and Emperor Hudson, the rest trail. Around the turn and into the stretch. Coming up on the outside is Bill Slater fighting for the lead with Emperor Hudson. Close in pursuit is Bob Eubanks, Dave Hall, and Dick Biondi. Down the stretch they come. Closer and closer the wire heads to Barton across the finish line. The winner, Bob Eubanks.
Oh, gee. Susan, I'm sorry, but better luck next time, okay? Thank you for calling and listening to KRLA. First in fun, first in music. Here's one we'll send out to Larry, to Pat, rather, from Larry, and also to Bill Webster and Connie Slice. Hope you all enjoy the sound of the guy that's coming to town this week.
The guy with the big voice, Mr. Ian Whitcomb.
And you turned me on.
Oh, really? No, O'Reilly.
Forget it.
Tell you that is something else, man. Listen to the Dick Biondi Show, the Wildlife Trillion. Oh, I'm dreaming of a white... What are you dreaming of a white Christmas for at this time of year? Oh, I don't know. Boy, are you sick.
Shop a la carte at Unimart. Shop a la carte at Unimart.
The doors are open at Unimart. Everybody shops, everybody saves. Membership is no longer required. At Unimart, you save every day on groceries and garden supplies, clothes for all the family, automobile accessories, gasoline, health and beauty aids, and feather flowers. Feather flowers? Yes, flowers made of feathers. Oh, it's America's newest decorating idea. I didn't know about that. $1 values, just 38 cents each at Unimart. Boy, they would tell me about these. Choose several from the colorful bouquets of roses, carnations, tulips, and carbella? That's right. Just 38 cents each. Wish they'd spell these things. It's one of those many new and interesting gift and decorator ideas you'll find at Unimart to enchant a June bride or a girl graduate. That's right. Or a wife or a mom. Lots of fun. Very pretty. Feather flowers. $1 values, just 38 cents each at Unimart. And there's one as close as your freeway.
Shop a la carte at Unimart.
Ooh. Boy, that's loud. I almost blew my eardrum out there. Well, that's okay. I need my ears cleaned anyway. You'll be under your sick. Here's one we've had several requests for. These are the birds, and I knew I'd want you. I hope you're not talking about me. Nobody wants to be on me. Blah!
I'd like to love you with all of my heart.
The birds, and I knew I'd want you. And from the birds to the Rolling Stone, to the windy city of Chicago, and at 2120 South Michigan, they're wailing up a storm, Daddy.
Another bad news day in Azusa, and a man who plays piano also is a fine mimic.
Minutes ahead of all other sources, this is KRLA, Radio Los Angeles News.
Azusa, another day of talks and still apparently a long way from resolving the labor conflict between Aerojet General and the International Machinists Union. At the end of discussion today, federal mediator Eugene Barry announced that negotiators from both parties will discuss major issues blocking a new contract on the subcommittee level. The strike is now on its 15th day, and the machinists were reported ready to strike Douglas Aircraft if a new contract is not concluded by July 16th. New York City. A political commentator, first rate, almost a father to the radio news game, H.V. Kaltenborn, is dead tonight. The 87-year-old analyst came from Milwaukee and started radio news broadcasting in 1922. Kaltenborn became such a byword for accuracy that when he goofed once, someone very important caught it and made jests. With that story, KRLA's Lou Irwin.
Perhaps the most memorable event of H.V. Kaltenborn's memorable career occurred in 1948, and it involved a faulty political forecast. Kaltenborn and every other commentator in the country believed that Harry Truman would lose the election of that year. At a dinner after the election, Mr. Truman recalled listening to Kaltenborn on election night.
I had my sandwich and glass of buttermilk. And went to bed at 6:30. And along about 12 o'clock, I happened to wake up for some reason, and the radio was turned on, and Mr. Kaltenborn was saying, "Well, the president is a million votes ahead in the popular vote. We have yet to hear." And we are very sure that when the country vote comes in, Mr. Truman will be defeated by an overwhelming vote. And I went back to bed and went to sleep.
In later years, Truman and Kaltenborn became friends, and Kaltenborn would always recall Truman's impersonation of him with fondness. Lou Irwin, KRLA News.
Los Angeles. A mass meeting is scheduled tonight among county probation employees numbering in the hundreds. Deputy probation officers claim they've been forced to handle too many people who have been convicted and then freed on probation. Union leaders are out to block the carrying out of a controversial management study, which might result in the probation people following the rule book right to the letter, handling cases only allotted under official rulings. Saigon. South Vietnamese government forces have opened a night-long mortar bombardment of suspected communist guerrilla positions around the embattled town of Dong Soi. 20 miles south of the town, more than 500 U.S. paratroopers, members of the 173rd Airborne Brigade, dug in around the vital airstrip. Communist guerrillas were reported moving toward the paratroopers' position. Now for sports, inside the KRLA book with Danny Baxter.
Everyone has so much respect for Whitey Ford, somehow it doesn't hurt so much to lose to him. That's a conclusion drawn by manager Bill Rigney of the Los Angeles Angels. The Kelly book notes the Angels weren't beaten by the ghost of Whitey Ford. That was the real thing out there on the mound in Sunday's game, splashing the whitewash around Dodger Stadium. Jim Fregosi, Bob Rogers, and Lou Clinton sweetened the Whitey Ford performance, admitting he hadn't pitched as good since 1961. An encouraging note for Johnny Keene and company. The Yankee pitching is just about straightened out, but the old-time explosions are still missing. They've taken 7 out of their last 9 games, now just 8.5 out of first place. A performance such as Whitey Ford's against the Angels on Sunday can do more for a club than a 400 hitter, however. The Yankees ain't what they used to be, but the book notes they can still win the American League pennant on memory alone. Danny Baxter inside the KRLA book.
If it's news, you'll hear it first on KRLA, Radio Los Angeles News.
The KRLA weatherscope scanning partly cloudy skies through the morning hours, becoming mostly sunny tomorrow afternoon, Wednesday afternoon too. An overnight low tonight, about 58 degrees. Tomorrow's high, 72. The APCD says no smog. Checking the current temperatures, 62 degrees, Woodland Hills, 61 degrees in Venice, and it's 64 downtown at Los Angeles Civic Center. This is Ed Hirsch, reporting today's 32nd edition of Radio Los Angeles News for KRLA. Where news comes first.
Radio's greatest hits of today and yesterday. It's all right here on airchecks.com.